A long, long time ago, in a faraway kingdom, surrounded by thick forest, there lived a little princess with raven hair and a beautiful, fair complexion. She was so pure and her skin so fair that her name was Snow White.
But while Snow White was growing up, an evil queen came to the kingdom. So proud was her queen of her own beauty that every day she would go to the Hall of Mirrors and consult with the great mirror there. "Tell me, mirror, I'm command. Am I the fairest in the land?" The queen would ask, and the mirror would always answer, "In the old land there's none so fair as you, O queen with golden hair."
Until one day, the enchanted mirror could no longer conceal the truth. On that day when the queen asked, "You the mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?" The mirror gave her a most unwelcome reply. "There is time for truth and time for tact, but you, O queen, must face the fact that Snow White's beauty, so sublime, surpasses yours 1,000 times.
The queen flew into uncontrollable rage and called for her huntsman. She ordered him to take Snow White deep into the forest around the kingdom and leave her there. "The wild animals will surely gobble her up in the forest," said the evil queen. And so the huntsman sadly took Snow White into the woods, and when he was sure was quite lost, he left her there. "Where am I?" Snow White asked. And she wandered and wandered through the dark forest until she came to a secret clearing and heard sort.
"A little house! A pretty little house right in the middle of the forest!" Snow White exclaimed. Snow White knocked and knocked at the door, but nobody was home. So she opened the door and walked in. Inside, she saw a strange sight. "Why, there are 7 of everything," Snow White said. 7 beds, 7 places at the table, and 7 little chairs. But this house isn't very tidy," Snow White noticed. So she cleaned and scrubbed until she got very tired and fell asleep, lying across 2 of the little beds.
When she awoke, it was dark outside the house, and 7 of the strangest little men she'd ever seen were looking at her with very puzzled expressions. One of them had a big wide grin, one wore a frown, one was smart as a whip, another was a clown, one was naughty, and one just as sweet as can be. And the 7th, well, it seemed like he couldn't stop tripping over his own 2 feet. "Who are you?" asked the smart one. "I'm Snow White," she answered, and told the story of how she came to be in their house. The 7 little men were gold miners. They had long white beards and wore colorful peaked caps, and they liked Snow White very much, so they invited her to stay and keep house for them.
Meanwhile, thinking Snow White was gone, the evil queen confidently approached the great mirror. "Now the mirror on the wall, am I not the fairest one of all?" the queen asked, and the mirror replied, "Past 6 green hills, the Lagoas away, 7 small men bid Snow White to stay to cook and clean and lend and hand and be the fairest in the land."
The queen was so angry she didn't know what to do. But when she recovered her temper, she covered herself in a big black cloak and set off into the forest. The evil queen made her way to the little house and saw Snow White inside. Then she sneaked up the path and left a beautiful red apple just outside the door, as if someone had put it there for a gift. "That will take care of Snow White," the queen smirked. "I have dipped the apple in a magic poison that makes people sleep forever unless they are kissed by somebody very, very special."
Later that day, Snow White went outside and saw the apple. "What a beautiful red apple," she said. "I wonder which of my little friends left it for me." Then, because it was close to lunchtime and she was very hungry, Snow White took a big bite. "Oh, I'm so tired," she said, and immediately she fell fast asleep. When the 7 little men came home from the gold mine, they couldn't wake her.
"Wake up!
Wake up, wake up! Dear, lovely, beautiful Snow White! They shouted and begged and pleaded. But Snow White didn't wake up, and all they could do was tuck her into bed. Days and weeks and months went by, and the leaves in the forest turned brown and fell from the trees. And the little house was covered in snow. And even when spring came again, and the flowers were in bloom, and the birds were singing, still Snow White slept.
Until one day, a handsome prince on a magnificent horse came into the forest. He was just out for a ride, but when he came upon the little house, he was curious. I wonder who lives in there, said the prince. He knocked on the door, and when nobody answered, the prince went in.
He said again, there are seven of everything. Then he came to the bed and saw Snow White fast asleep. Her beauty overwhelmed the prince, and he impulsively kissed Snow White very, very lightly on her lips. Immediately she sat up. Oh, where am I? How long have I been asleep? Snow White asked. And who are you?
The prince told her all about himself and asked her to marry him and come live in his castle. Yes, I will marry you, my prince, Snow White happily agreed. And when the seven little men returned home that evening, a great party was held to celebrate Snow White's awakening.
From on the each time, the evil queen asked the enchanted mirror, Oh mirror, tell me, can it be Snow White still far than me? The mirror would reply, Alas, my queen, I have to say, Snow White's beautiful grows greater with every day. And the queen would gnash her teeth and pull her hair, but there was nothing could she do, because Snow White was safe in her very own case, living happy after with her very own prince.
And Snow White still went back and visited the little house in the woods any time she wanted to see the little man with a big white grin, and the one with a frown, and the one who was smart as a whip, and the one who was a clown, and the one who was nappy, and the one who was just as sweet as can be, and especially the seventh one, who still seemed like he just couldn't keep from tripping over his own 2 feet.